talk about the garden of let us verses. Over the years, I kept on noticing that there were quite a few let us verses in the Bible. Let us do this and let us do that. So I collected them and I am sharing them with you. If you find any others, please let me know. A beautiful way to start our devotional this morning or today is Psalm 95, 6 to 7. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Think with me, coming into the throne room of God Almighty, bowing with our faces to the ground in worship, kneeling before the one who created us, our shepherd, who has us under his care. Moving on to Hosea 6:3. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. The context of this verse speaks of an unrepentant Israel. At the time, it was a very shallow and superficial repentance. They thought God's wrath for their sins would only be temporary. I still included this verse as a challenge to us as we come before Him to not be superficial in our repentance, but to acknowledge how deeply we may have strayed from His ways and wholeheartedly repent. A few verses later, in verse 6, God says, "For I delight in loyalty rather than sacrifice." In the New Testament, in Hebrews, we find a bunch of let us verses. In Hebrews 10, 19 to 25, we read, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." To summarize, because of our high priest Jesus' death on the cross, we can draw near to God without having to go through sacrifices and priests. So let us draw near, but with a sincere and clean heart. And then, later on in verse 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. At school, in the office, in the store, in the gym, on the field, let us not swerve away from the hope we have in Jesus. Verse 24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. So, dear family of God, invite people to join you in a garage sale to raise money for a worthy cause, or take a meal to someone in need, or maybe join the Mexico team. And then verse 25, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Church body, COVID did us a big disservice by discouraging church attendance at the church. We are missing fellowship with others, sharing each other's burdens, meeting new people, deepening needed friendships, and getting involved in all of the different works of the church. And then lastly, but let us encourage one another. And that's what I'm doing now, and all the more as you see the day approaching. We need the encouragement and prayers of the body of believers. And so, Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before you. Strengthen us to worship you as we should. to acknowledge you with clean hearts, to openly share about our hope in you, to be known for doing good works and encouraging others to do good works, to meet together with our fellow believers, encouraging one another as we look forward to your coming again. In Jesus' name, amen.